The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Praise to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today's first reading is always read at the ordination mass of deacons. So hearing this today, I'm reminded 1 year ago, I was ordained as a deacon in the Cathedral of the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon. And as you know, this is my last Sunday here with you as a deacon. I'll be going back to Portland in a few weeks to be ordained there as a priest. You know, we heard today in the second reading from St. Peter that we're being built up, the church, all of us are being built up into this holy priesthood to give honor and glory to God with our lives on earth, to be burned up as a sacrifice of praise for God. And I want you to know that all of you here at Mater Dolorosa, who are living stones built up into this priesthood, have left your mark on me. And that as I go from here back to Oregon to serve as a priest, I will always remember the time I spent here with you in South San Francisco and continue to pray for you. And please do pray for me as well. Now today in the gospel, once again, Jesus is asking the impossible. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Our hearts are troubled by so many things. Illnesses, financial worries, family members who are suffering. And deep down, beneath all the worries of life that we bear in our hearts are really troubled by one thing underneath all the rest. It's the original wound of every human heart. Can I trust you, God? Can I trust you? So as usual, Jesus puts his finger right on the deepest wound, right on that dark place within us that is so afraid to trust. You know, we walk through life a lot of the times as if we're on the edge of a cliff, and we've heard that there's a net somewhere deep down below, you know, too far away to see. So if we fall, we'll fall into the net. We might believe that it's there. We might believe the people who've told us, you know, about this. But still, we'd rather trust in our own agility than take a risk on the net. So every new obstacle, every time our foot slips, walking along the cliff edge, it plunges us into this anxiety. See, we may have faith in God like the net at the bottom of the cliff. We believe in him in an abstract or an intellectual way that he exists. You know, we might even believe that he is good, that he loves us, that he has a plan for us. But the wound in our hearts cries out, can I trust you here and now in this present circumstance, in my distress? Can I trust you now that I've lost my job? Can I trust you now that I have this diagnosis? Can I trust you now that my daughter has left the church? Can I trust you, God? Or am I all alone? And so an intellectual faith in God alone is not enough to heal the troubles and the wounds of our hearts. So Jesus says, yes, you have faith in God. Have faith also in me. Faith in Jesus moves from the head to the heart. See, not only believing in God and what we've heard about him, but trusting him personally, the way people in love trust each other. Now think of a young couple. They might say, I love you 100 times a day. And they might demonstrate that love by giving each other little gifts, a kiss, a picnic in the park. But there's no empirical test to prove the existence of their love. They don't have any proof. They can't see the love. But nonetheless, that young couple will surrender themselves completely to each other without hesitation, putting all their trust, all their faith in the other. They're not shuffling along the cliff edge, wondering if that other person will catch them if they slip. They're running, they're dancing, so confident in their love that they hardly think of the danger. So how can they be so naive? How don't they know the risk? Don't they know they're on the edge of a cliff? Yes, certainly they know it. But for this young couple in love, the danger has become something more abstract, something less real for them than the love of the one that they love, who is with them. We can only really trust when we love with all our might, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength. So faith, is less of a theory, more of a love affair, a matter of the heart. And it's only this kind of loving trust, this self-surrender to the one we love, that can really heal our troubled hearts, as Jesus says in today's gospel. So, my dear friends, today, whatever may be troubling us, Jesus is with us. Jesus, the one who loves us more than any human being. Jesus, the one who went to the cross to heal our poor, wounded hearts. Jesus trusted in the Father precisely from that dark place, that place in us where we find it so hard to trust in God, that original wound. He went there into the dark place of our mistrust and feeling all of our human fear and anxiety that we feel towards God. He nonetheless trusted in his Father, persevering in loving trust and self-surrender until his final breath. There in the dark, on the cliff's edge, His father was more real to him than death and danger. And so by his faith and trust in God, Jesus healed the wound of our mistrust. He made it possible for us to follow in his footsteps. And he restored a place for us in heaven with the Father and the Holy Spirit, if only we too can persevere in loving trust and self-surrender. And so today, as we receive his body in the Holy Eucharist, we place our trust in Jesus. We surrender ourselves to him in love. For Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, the one sure way through life's trials and dangers. And trust in him is the one way that ends in heaven. And we who place our trust in him until our final breath, we'll open our eyes again in that never-ending kingdom to find that Jesus himself is our reward, our joy, our love, and the happiness of our hearts with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.